Like, okay, I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to jeopardize, you know, my life, my, but then again, it's like, well, if we don't stand up for something, then what are we going to do? What are we here for?
Welcome to Meme Lord Monday. I'm your host, Matt Matias, your meme lord for the Lord. And on this episode, I interview the hilarious Hannah Cruz. She had me crying laughing, guys. She was so funny. We talk about what it's like to be a content creator and how we've seen God actually use memes and other really goofy things that we'll do on the internet to actually change people's lives and give people what they're really looking for. Like I said, Hannah had me howling laughing, so I know you guys are really going to enjoy this one. So without further ado, here's the episode with Hannah Cruz. Yeah!
Woohoo! Woo!
What's up, guys? We're hopping in the Megazord. It's Power Rangers time. I'm here with Hannah Cruz. Welcome,
AKA
Hannah.
The pink Power Ranger today. That's who I am today.
Did you watch Power Rangers growing up?
Of course I did, but my mom was like, that's violent. It is promoting violence. And so we're not going to watch that because your brother tried to kick the principal. So we quit watching it after a while.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I watched it as a young boy too. And that was exactly, I think we grew up with like the same style of parents, because you've said like three or four things that my parents and my grandparents have said.
Isn't that funny?
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. I mean, watching Power Rangers go, kicking, beating up silly putty. What are they? The putty patrol.
Oh my gosh.
Remember that?
Yes. I totally forgot about
they
that.
and then, yeah, my mom would say, well, Tommy next door, he kicked the principal. So you can't.
So we can't be watching that. We got to promote peace. We got to talk to the brother. You know, that's what we got to do.
I can't wait to be that based of a parent, like a based parent that's like, you know what? We're not watching this today.
Yes.
Not in my home.
You would be so shocked now that I have my own two kids. You'd be so shocked how many things are literally repeated where I would say when I was a kid, I'm never going to do that. But then I have my own kids and I hear my own mom coming out of my mouth and I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, hey, before we get too far along, for the goofballs, for the losers, those guys, those cartoons that have no idea who you are, could you just tell people who you are and what you do and so they can get to know you a little better?
Yes, I'm Hannah Cruz. I am from Texas. I'm a wife. I'm a mama. And I love Jesus. And I've been doing some Christian humor content on social media for a couple of years now. And it has been a blast. And so if you want to, you can go follow me on Instagram at hannahcruz.blog. I'm also on TikTok, so you can go over there. I just love connecting with people and connecting with you. It's been a blast getting to know you, too.
Yeah. Aw. Yeah, it's been awesome. We've been chilling, like getting to know each other more online. I really love your content, like the funny mom or like the joyful Christian energy that you have. Yeah, you just don't see it very often. It's either you have like the type A TikTok dude whose face is like right in the camera. He's like, the closer you get to Jesus, the more sinful you feel. And it's, you know, it's like, relax, Tyler.
I know, Tyler. Oh, God.
And then you have
Brad.
Then you have like the type B people that are just literally, they have like one of my memes behind them and they're like, when you do this and this happens, and they're just laughing. They're just laughing at my meme. You know, I mean, I made the meme.
Right.
But they're laughing.
Anything else.
It's like,
say something, man.
When did this become acceptable, TikTok? Internet.
I love it. I love it, dude.
When did we allow this monstrosity to develop online? I can't. But then, with your stuff, it's like you're happy, you're joyful, you're having fun, you're goofing off in front of your kids, and I will say, like, most of the time your kids seem either embarrassed by you or very concerned. So, what's that like?
It's not too far off. I have to have conversations with my daughter. Like, I think my daughter and my son are the funniest, cutest little things, but they're still in this little stage where if I laugh at something that they do, they think I'm actually making fun of them. And I'm not.
Aww.
I'm laughing because I think that you're adorable. And so I'm like, hey, let's not walk in a fence, girlfriend. But that's something that I always had to grow up and learn is like, I took myself way too seriously sometimes. And so I walked in this like thing of offense for really long. And any little thing that somebody would say that was would maybe slightly hurt my feelings, or if I would interpret it the wrong way, I would just really take it personally. And I had to learn, like, hey, lighten up. Don't take yourself so seriously. This life is super short. And the word literally talks about so many times how the joy of the Lord is our strength. So even in things where maybe they are trying to be ugly to you or make fun of you or whatever, I mean, you just got to let it roll off a duck's back. So my kids, on the other hand, they think I am funny for the most part. And usually whenever we do videos and whenever we record stuff, sometimes I'll kind of instruct them a little bit, because it's not always like super, like, you know, spontaneous. Most of the time it is, but sometimes I'm like, hey, act kind of like really weirded out by mom, like you usually do. And they take it and run with it. Oh, and they love,
I got you, mom.
Oh yeah. They're like, I know exactly what to do. And so they love performing in the little videos too. So it's actually a really fun thing for us to kind of connect with, and we get to watch it together, and they go tell the daddy, look at the video that mom and I did today. Like, it actually is a lot of fun.
Speaking of which, also, as far as like the internet being just a crazy place,
yeah,
you have also navigated a lot of hate.
Yeah.
Just being a Christian, like taking Christian stances and standards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it the meme that you were just like, unborn babies when Roe versus Wade was abolished, and you were just like, hey, happy to be alive. And that was it. Was that it?
I'm so grateful that now all of these unborn babies are going to be basically saved because of the overturning of this very demonic thing that was within our country. And so, yeah, so whenever I posted that, it was one of those things where I knew that there might be a little bit of backlash, just because that happens every now and then. Whenever you are a believer and whenever you stand up for something that is completely against a cultural norm, especially here in America, you're going to find people that'll come and, you know, do everything that they can to try to discourage you from making anything like that ever again. But this went to a whole other level. I think because people are so polarized nowadays politically and in the way that they think, that whenever I did post that reel about my stance on abortion, how grateful I was that that was over, it was like they were coming out of the woodwork like cockroaches. People were going in and making all kinds of death threats in the comments and sharing this to, and the reel itself really did blow up both on TikTok and on Instagram itself. A lot of the positive response I got, though, was mainly on TikTok, which really shocked me. I figured TikTok would eat me alive. But on Instagram, I really saw the majority of people were really attacking. And so something like that, whenever you're attacked like that, especially when it came to death threats, when it came to in my DMs, threatening my own children, all kinds of crazy things, that could be very one of those things that very easily would have been like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to jeopardize, you know, my life. But then again, it's like, well, if we don't stand up for something, then what are we going to do? What are we here for then? We have to stand for biblical principles. We have to stand for life. We have to stand for things that I don't care if somebody tries to bully you into silence. I'm not going to be worried by that or swayed by that. In fact, I went on my stories and I said, hey, my fear of God will always supersede any shallow fear of losing followers. So if you think that that is going to deter me from standing up to this and for praising God for what's happening right now in this country, well, then you're sorely mistaken and you must not know me very well.
Let's go. When I think about your meme or your video that you put, all you said was, hooray, unborn babies.
Right.
You didn't say, ha ha,
no.
You know, pro-choice people. You obviously, there's a lot that goes with what you were saying,
yeah,
but you were only saying one thing. And that was being in celebration of what you believe.
Right, right.
It's incredible.
I know. I mean, I obviously have way more conservative views and biblically based views with a lot of things, especially with politics. But I don't find myself seeking out, you know, either non-biblical based thinkers or, you know, left, you know, winged thinkers. I don't seek out those accounts and then go in their DMs or comment on things and like purposefully go seek that out and say something hateful or say something ugly or threaten their family. I just, that doesn't even compute in my brain. I don't have time for that. I don't want that. I literally have to stay in my lane. And so it just really shocks me sometimes. But then again, it really doesn't shock me because the enemy just does that. He loves to go in and slither in, try to discourage, steal, kill, destroy, whatever he can do. So I can recognize it for what it is, and really what it is a spiritual battle with what's going on right now.
Hey, you like clothes, right? I'm pretty sure you're wearing clothes right now. And if you're not, that's okay. If you want to wear clothes, but not just regular clothes, Christian clothes, and also support this podcast, head on over to memesforjesus.com and get yourself some premium, super soft, super cool, and also super funny meme drip. Drip just means clothes or like your style, your fashion, you know, in case you're over the age of 20. A portion of every purchase goes towards helping foster kids in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Head on over to memesforjesus.com and use promo code Monday to get 15% off your order. All right, back to the show. Yeah, I mean, why else would, like, death threats?
Yeah.
That blows my mind that somebody would do that.
Yeah.
Like that somebody would take a video like what you posted and go to that extreme.
Right.
It's incredible. Like, if anything, like, and I like to try and stay as unbiased as possible on this podcast, to be honest. Yeah. But this is one issue where I'm like, we're talking about human life here, guys.
Yes.
Come on.
I know.
Can we just like agree that killing humans is wrong?
Yes.
Like, even comedians, like liberal comedians like Bill Burr, he's like, it's killing a human, okay?
Honestly,
you know what I mean? It's killing a human.
I agree. And I've seen so many recently of his videos, and I'm like, I agree with what he's saying. Like, it's just common sense, and it's truth, and it's just, so it's wild. Yeah. So I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's insane that we've gotten to this place. Because I think there's, like, America, for instance, I think for some reason we've become so polarized in where we're at, because we're so individualized and things like that. So, like, I mean, you definitely see this overseas, but there's more, I guess, there's more emphasis on sharing your truth in America.
Yeah.
And so you have a lot of people sharing their truths in your comments. And it's like, I don't care if your truth is sending me death threats.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so we do have to take a stand for things. And so I appreciate the fact that you're willing
to
do that.
Yeah.
And in a fun way. You know?
Yeah. Well, and that phrase always irritates me. It's like, there is no such thing as your truth. I mean, there is, people say there's your truth and then there's their truth and then there's, you know, the truth. Really, there is the truth. Now, there's different perceptions of what you might think that the truth is. But, you know, walking your truth and living out your truth, if it's in sin, it's a lie. But actually, I'm seeing that people nowadays are hungrier for the truth more than ever before, even though it seems the opposite, even though it seems like people are so just really, it's almost like claws are just coming out, spiritual claws that are just like hanging over this nation and these people and just what's going on. The division is trying to just tear us apart. But I've seen now, especially since I've been making this kind of content, people reaching out saying, you know, I've lived my life this way for so long and I want to find out who this Jesus is. You are so joyful. You are so happy. And you've probably been through some things in your life. And I have some pretty ridiculous, crazy, horrible things. So how can you stay so joyful? So those questions make it worth everything. And it makes it worth standing for truth. It makes it worth standing for biblical principles.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's so good. Because it's like, you know, there is like a culture, like you said, that they seem as though they don't want to hear this, but there is also like an underlying current that's like they need it and they want it, and they're responding positively to it.
Yes.
You guys, I don't know if you know about Andrew Tate and his crazy shenanigans online. There's this guy, you know, who's super chauvinistic, super misogynistic.
Oh, I think I've heard of him.
He's been trending a lot. I was trying to avoid talking about this guy because he's actually like not a good example of, you know, for anyone really. But because he presents himself as a confident male, so many guys like my age and younger are like flocking to this guy, looking for confidence, looking for something that would help them reclaim masculinity.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I've even seen with memes, like you'll see a lot of meme pages, all they'll say is work out, believe in Jesus, and that's all you need. And they're blowing up. And that's
I love it.
They're blowing up. I don't necessarily believe with like all of their tactics and things and their memes like that.
Sure.
But there's a hunger out there.
Yes.
Like there's a meme called A Little Dark Age Edits where it just shows pictures of like medieval pictures of Christ.
Yeah.
And for some reason, these edits, like God is using them to bring people to him.
Yes.
They're like, they're seeing like, wow, there's a richness to Christianity.
Yes.
And there's a depth to it.
Yes.
That is more than I could have ever asked for. And they'll come to Christianity and they'll be saved. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's really incredible how God can use goofy things like what we do.
Oh, for sure. And he can use goofy things. He can use, you know, tragic things or frustrating things or things like what happened with me, where, you know, all hundreds and hundreds of followers, they just like left and tried to make a statement. I'm going to show her. I'm going to leave and I'm going to just unfollow her, as if that was going to be the worst thing that hurt. Now, I'm now approaching, since all of that happened, I'm now approaching almost three times the amount of followers now from compared to whenever the lowest hit after I posted that video. So God is a God of restoring. God is a God of making beauty from ashes. So he can anything, man, anything, and turn it for his good.
We definitely want to love them too.
Yes, definitely.
And see the hurt there too.
Yes.
But it's like, man, it's really, really hard to find that balance between, like, you know, I'm standing for the truth right now and what I believe in. But I also love you even though you disagree.
Yes.
It's like a really hard thing to show as a creator. Yes. And so one of the things too that I saw that you posted when you were like, all right, I'm gonna give you all the tea on what's going on. you were curling your hair. And it just like makes, just watching it for some reason just drops all defenses.
Yeah.
It's like she's just, you know, she's getting ready for her day. And you were just like, people trying to kill me out here. I'm just doing my hair.
Murdered, but I'll roll my hair anyway.
That's so gangster, you know what I mean? I mean, y'all trying to kill me. I'm over here just putting my hair up, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get my curls did. Trying to get my curls.
Oh my God. So true.
That's awesome. What do you think are some ways that we can better approach these complex issues? Like what's your mentality behind that?
Well, I feel like really, for me, it's been a really wild thing to navigate. And so I've had to just ask the Lord for wisdom every time. I have to ask him straight up, like, God, I want to be able to talk about this thing that I know that you're kind of leading me to, but how can I do it in a way that is palatable for the viewer, but that also gets the message out? So I don't want to compromise in what I believe, and I don't want to compromise the word of God or what it says. But I also want it to be something that can reach the generation today, that can reach the people that I know that I can reach today. So I have to ask God every now and then to like download dreams into my brain at night, to give me ideas of how to present these things, to give me ideas of the words to say. I want it to glorify the Lord some way, but I want the viewer to be able to receive it in a way that isn't going to, you know, make them feel like they're terrible, but also presenting the truth at the same time.
So you're one of them charismatics.
I can be. Yes, I grew up that way. I speak in tongues and everything, man. I mean, I'm not ashamed to talk about it. I do all the time, and I love it. My mother-in-law is like a flagger. Like she flies. She does flags.
I've seen those. Is that your mother-in-law?
Is that my husband's mom? And she is so powerful. So I'm all into all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like on this idea of I believe what the word says. I believe what the book of Acts says, and I try to live it out as best I can. But it's wild.
So I was asking if you're charismatic, because I actually have one of my sound effects is how charismatic are you?
Oh, really?
So I'm just going to play this sound, and you do with it whatever you want. Start prophesying right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Your purpose is not defined by your past. There is so much more for your purpose beyond your...
I'm sorry.
We need to start preaching, man.
That's all you need.
Just start going off on that rabbit trail.
I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. Whenever I like, we start getting like more like spiritual or like charismatic, I'll be like, I'll just
start putting on
the G pad, the key of G pad. Wow. And then all of a sudden it's like, ish.
So funny. Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh. So I grew up Pentecostal like for 20 plus years. Like I did the whole thing, but now I'm like more of like a frozen chosen idiot. One of those guys. But like I don't, you know, I still love my Pentecostal charismatic brothers and sisters. But yeah, that's where I'm at, and I still have fun with it.
Oh, for sure.
And I still like, I know now the place I'm at right now, if I were to go to a church and some ladies flag waving, it would take me a solid 10 minutes for me to feel comfortable again. I'd be like, what is she doing? Sorry. That's a tangent.
I
can't help but go on when I start hearing stuff like that. It's so funny to me, but I love it at the same time. There's always like this dichotomy that people are always arguing. Well, like, well, are you a Christian artist or a Christian creator, or are you a creator who happens to be Christian? And that's always like the thing. But like, I guess people like us that are like, we are very unapologetically Christian. We really got to be on our P's and Q's, because it's like, we want to represent Christ. We want to represent Christian values, but also not be, you know, jerks in the comments or out there going buck wild in the streets and stuff.
No, totally. So, and it's not, and I think that there's such a disconnect especially with people that aren't believers viewing who a Christian is or what a Christian is or how they should be. Even with Christians too, sometimes they just think that they have to be a certain way. We have to live in a place of repentance all the time. So every single day, we're going to do something that requires us to humble ourselves.
Yeah, like you said earlier, when you don't take yourself seriously, I guess it allows God to be great and allows you to kind of diminish. And that is a problem too. We're kind of seeing with people online. Like I struggle with this too. Like I like to take myself so seriously, even though I make like you're a meme stupid creator. Memes, like the goofiest, stupidest memes of me making a fool out of myself or like posting dumb things. There's times when I'm like, you know, you got something going on here. You know, man, shut up, bro. That is nasty. Like I have to suppress those emotions often. My buddy Scott, he's a horrible person. He's like, why is a woman here?
Why is she here?
He's a horrible person. I want you to do this. Do this to my buddy Scott real quick. Talk to him in your best mom voice and tell him he needs to get up out of here.
Scott, I don't know who you are right now, but I just know right now that you better get your big boy panties on and understand that you are not who you think you are. And so if I have to go outside and get that switch and put you in your place, well, then I absolutely will. So you better watch it, son.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
I love you, Scott. I'm just joking.
That's amazing. Oh, man. All right. Well, we got to get going.
Yeah.
This was so fun.
Awesome.
I appreciate you coming on and goofing off with us.
Yeah.
Us little internet trolls that we like to be stupid over here.
I love it. I love it. I'm the same.
Before we go, he's crying. He said a crying emoji. He's like, yes, mom.
Yes, mom. Oh, my gosh.
Before we go, just let people know where they can follow you.
Yeah.
And just let us know anything you're creating.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go follow me on Instagram and TikTok at hannahcruz.blog. You can go find me there. I am very good about DMs on Instagram. So if you want to chat with me there, I'm super responsive. So I would love to chat with you there. I've got some projects in the works as far as, you know, things that I'm writing and things that that are going on. So definitely be following, because I'll be posting about that stuff whenever it comes available, for sure.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Hannah Cruz, y'all. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much. Thanks so much for listening. Hannah did a really great job of talking about goofy stuff and how like fun it is to be a creator and do it in like a joyful way. But I really appreciated her thoughts on how God can use the goofy things that we do. So I appreciate you listening. I just want to say thank you so much. Make sure to check out Hannah's stuff. If you really appreciate what I do here, if this podcast gives you value at all, this takes a lot of time for me to edit, organize, get onto the platforms and everything like that. So I'd really appreciate your support. If you wouldn't mind helping keep this podcast alive and well with a monthly donation of as little as $2 a month, you can support this show at memelordmonday.supercast.com. And that will help so much to help me run what I'm doing here and keep it afloat. Just want to put a little PSA out there. I am expecting my second son in July here in the summer. So I'm going to be taking a brief break, but I may be posting some old archived episodes. So you can either access those through my Supercast, or you can access them if you're on Apple Podcasts. You can access them through the special Apple subscriptions, and you'll get access to those archived episodes as well. Every little bit helps so much, and I really appreciate you. If you're broke as a joke, you can also support this podcast by subscribing to it on YouTube, liking the videos, or rating this podcast 5 stars, whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, go ahead and complain about it. Give me a big old review. Talk about how much you hate me. I don't care. Just give me the 5 stars and I'll love you forever. So yeah, that free support helps boosts the algorithm and helps boost the podcast, gets it to more listening ears. And I just would greatly appreciate any and all support you're able to give. And the links for all of those things are available in the show notes or description of this episode. Like I said, I really appreciate you. I really love you. Thanks again for watching or listening, and I'll see you next time.